My first guest in this edition is Brian Westbury, former chief economist for the Joint Economic Committee of Congress. He's now chief economist for First Trust Advisors, located just outside Chicago, Illinois. We obviously want to get Brian's thoughts on what Congress did in passing the $700 billion bailout package, and also why we're still seeing the markets down decisively, despite what was supposed to be stabilizing legislation. And Brian, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, it's great to be with you.
Let's first of all get your thoughts on what Congress passed last week. Obviously, there were many people who held their nose and voted for it after the Dow's record point drop a week ago today when that second vote came around on Friday. And now, of course, it's been signed into law by the president. What's your thought on what was in this bill and whether it will actually be significant?
Yeah, and, you know, obviously people can complain about the pork and all kinds of other things that were put into the bill, and that matters, but more in politics. In terms of the economy, it's pretty much the same bill that was proposed. The Treasury is going to use money to buy up troubled assets to try to put a floor under their price. The one main problem is that it's going to take 2 to 4 weeks before the Treasury can write any checks. So that's a long time. The second thing is that they included in this the requirement that the Treasury take some equity from any company that participates in these auctions, kind of as a protection for the taxpayer. But that leaves a lot of ifs, ands, and buts out there. Nobody knows how much equity. So as a result, it's really hard to judge how much this might cost and whether firms will really participate. So it still leaves a lot to be determined at a later date. There's an incredible amount of uncertainty, and it never was the panacea that everyone thought it would be. This program is not the end-all and be-all of fixing the problems that we have.
And Brian, is there any additional moves that either the government should take or that others can take in order to provide more stability, or is this just something that we need to ride out?
Yeah, I think there's two things that we should do. The first is that we should change mark-to-market accounting rules. And Greg, as you know, this is a lightning rod issue. There are people on both sides of this issue, but I think it's very clear that mark-to-market accounting has taken a large problem and made it 3 or 4 times worse. And let me just take a stab at explaining what mark-to-market accounting is. It forces financial institutions to write down the value of their assets to whatever the market price is. And because we are in a financial storm today, the prices of many of these illiquid assets have fallen to rock bottom levels way below what they really should be trading at. For example, 75% of all subprime mortgages are still paying on time, and yet the securities that are pooling these assets are trading at 20 or 25 cents when they really should be trading at 75 or 80. And it's all because the storm has gathered and we're pricing in things that may or may not happen. And that's causing losses in the financial system that really aren't real. And it's putting people in trouble and then causing others to not trust each other. And it's causing panic to spread. That's the first thing that needs to be done. I think we should fix mark-to-market accounting. But the second thing is this panic now has caused people to hold on to money tighter. And therefore, I think the Fed needs to print more money. They need to cut interest rates dramatically by 1%, I think, and they need to do it right away.
And as soon as you suggest that, I'm sure there'll be people out there saying, well, that's going to lead to inflation in a time of economic difficulty. Do you believe that would result from that?
Yeah, it will, because the velocity of money or the turnover of money will eventually accelerate again, and then the Fed's got too much money in the system, which is inflationary. So, but this is an extraordinary time. Not since 1907 have we seen or experienced anything kind of like this. Back then it was called a banking panic, and it just causes people to hold on to cash. And it's a temporary phenomenon, and it comes back usually very quickly, although anybody who says they know what's going on wasn't alive in 1907, so this is unprecedented, and I still believe that these two changes, a big interest rate cut by the Fed today and a change in mark-to-market accounting, would go a long way to solving this issue without big government interference in the economy.
Brian, without those steps, how long could this panic last, do you think?
Well, that's a good question. The stock market today is about 45 to 50% undervalued given current earnings of corporations. Now, some people believe we're going in a long-term recession. I think we're going to have maybe a 3 to 4 month contraction in the economy. If I'm right, this is one of the best times that we've had since the early 1980s to buy. Back then, stocks were extremely cheap relative to their earnings. You know, if you look at what Warren Buffett is doing, he's buying. Value investors are buying today. It's one of the hardest things to do, to buy when no one else wants to buy. But when I look back at history, I see that the U.S. has had events not just like this, but problems with our economy in the past. And those tend to be the times when fortunes are made, when people are able to buy assets cheap. And I think that's true today.
We're talking with Brian Westbury, former chief economist for the Joint Economic Committee of Congress. And Brian, in terms of what we've talked about many times here, and you just mentioned that your forecast right now looks for a contraction of the economy in the next 3 to 4 months, but a potentially good buying opportunity. What factors overall do you examine to determine those things that you just predicted, how long this might last and whether or not this is a good time to jump in when most people are getting out?
Sure. Well, those are two great questions, Greg. The first is that I'm going to tell you, I don't really know exactly how long this will last, but I'm modeling it or looking at this as if it's like a banking panic of the past. And most of those happened before the Federal Reserve actually existed, before the Treasury had lots of money. So the system had to kind of work through them on its own, and they didn't last very long. Today we have a Fed. It's pumping lots of money in. The Treasury is also buying assets. So I believe that this could happen much more quickly than maybe some in the past. The second thing, in terms of valuation of equities or the financial markets today, I look at overall corporate profits. By the way, I use the profits that are reported to the tax people, not that are reported to the market. So, you know, people that have, you only pay taxes on what you really make. And I use those numbers, and then I use an interest rate to discount them, and they say that the market right now is undervalued by maybe 45 or 50%. It was 45% this morning. This afternoon, it's 50%. And I think the market's pricing in a serious long-term downtrend in the economy. And I just don't my forecast right now is that that's overdoing it and that, therefore, there's really good value in the market.
There's a lot of people out there, Brian, who sincerely hope that you're right about that. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you very much, Greg. It's good to be with you.
As always, sir, Brian Westbury, chief economist for First Trust Advisors in Lyle, Illinois. He's also the former chief economist for the Joint Economic Committee of Congress. This is Dateline Washington.